Hello, it is 10:33. I'm a few minutes late, but happy Tuesday, everyone. I'm really excited to be here for my second live Facebook broadcast. Today, I do not have a guest. I do have several guests lined up for the coming weeks, but I thought it would be good to just take one week and say hello and do a little. In case you missed it, I talked with Christina Renee, and she runs Voila Event Solutions here in New York. Sorry, there's always a truck that goes by when I'm going live. She's an amazing rock star, and I wanted to interview her right away. But since this is a new initiative of mine where I'm trying to officially go live once a week, I figured I would start by talking a little bit about my experience and my background and see if I can, first of all, provide any information that would be helpful to those of you who watch. And second of all, I would really love to use this opportunity to learn about what you all are looking to learn about through this series so that I can get some more guests who really resonate with the kinds of content that you guys want to learn. Next week, we are going to be talking to the fabulous Sarah Vaynerman. She runs a great company called Work From Home. I think she is the perfect example of somebody who took something that she is so great at and something she loves so much, the art of yoga and meditation, and she's monetized that. So she's actually taken it into the corporate space. She does events, she does all kinds of corporate events, and helps people take yoga and meditation into the workplace. An amazing concept. And the week after that, we're going to be talking to Donville Collins, who is the CEO of VCast. They do some really cool things. They did a video for us, which I have to share with you guys. I'll put it on the Facebook page just so you can see it again. That was so funny. And I just think they did such a good job of putting that video together. But he's done a really good job of building his business and kind of evolving over time. He has done some event technology stuff. He has this thing called the Fundometer, which is perfect for fundraising events or anytime that you're trying to raise money. And that has gotten some really wide recognition. So we're going to be talking to him. And I have several other amazing guests lined up. We're going to be talking to event planners, to event technology companies, to people who basically in this industry, I think that they are rock stars and they've been doing a lot of great stuff. And I want to have them share with you all the great things that they've been doing so that you can learn from them and you can emulate them and we can make our industry better. So that's really the goal of this series. If you're watching this and you're hoping that I'm going to be talking about something in particular, or you think that you would be a great guest on the show, or you know of someone, please let me know. You can always email me, liz@lizkingevents.com, or you can make a comment on any of these feeds. Wherever you see it, I'm sure I will find it. So please let me know what you guys are looking to learn because I would love to help you learn those things and connect you to the right people. The thing that I thought I would talk about today was some of the tools that I've used to grow my own business that I thought would be helpful for you because I think there are so many people who are in this place. I actually just got off a really good call with another event planner, and she was talking about her business, and I've had similar calls with so many different people who are at this interesting place in their business where they've been in business maybe 5 to 7 years. They're really good at what they do and they have great clients, but they know that there's room for growth. They know that if they changed a few things, they could be at such a better place. They could make a lot more money. They could make money in ways that are more fun for them, or maybe money in ways that is not so work intense. The events industry, as you guys know, is crazy. It's a very intense industry. And so, I think a lot of people get burned out and they know that there's some way that they could be making some more money. So, I want to talk to you today about what you do when you get to that point, because it's a really exciting place if you have hope. I've definitely met people who are in that place and they feel like they just want to give up because there's really no place for them. They don't see the vision of where they can take their business, the next step. And so they're just tired. They're tired of running events all the time, traveling all over the world, being busy nonstop, and not even making the kind of money that they want to make to survive, let alone to live a luxurious lifestyle that they want to live. And that's really frustrating. But there's a lot of excitement and hope around this time if you have the right tools. So let's say you're one of these people who is in this place. Maybe it's not so dramatic. You don't want to think about shutting your business down, but you know that you've been working too hard to be struggling as much as you are. Here are a few tips. The first thing is to take some serious reflective time. The thing is, if you've been in business for several years, you most likely have a very strong skill set. You've got a lot of experience, and there are some personal skills and skill sets and personality things that you bring to the table. And so it's time for you to take a look at what those things are. I do have some activities that I do with the Ignite program people, but even if you do this with a friend or a colleague, the person that you do this with, you need to find out if they are someone who knows a little bit about your work or is willing to learn and is willing to be very rough with you. The problem with doing this with your significant other or your best friend is that they often have a little bit of a difficult time telling you like they see it. And it's really important for your sake at this point in your business to know exactly what people think. You also need someone who can look at your business from a big perspective, and they can see what you're telling them, but you need someone who can also see beyond what you're telling them. They can understand, based on things they've seen in the past, other things you might not be thinking about. Or maybe they've had experience working with you at an event, so even though you think you're great at this one thing, maybe they don't think you're so great. And so it's important to have people in your circle who will tell you the truth. And so I recommend doing this first workshop or this first activity with someone like that, someone who can tell you exactly how they see things. And what I want you to do is just reflect on your business. I want you to reflect on your skills, the experiences that you've had, the things that you've done that make you better than everybody else. I remember when I worked in Columbia University, I was technically on the events team, but I had people coming to me all the time to ask me tech questions. And back then, I did not see myself as a techie person. I didn't know anything about event technology, and look where my business has come now. But back then, I just thought it was like a natural thing. They would come and ask me how to do things with Excel, or they'd ask me, you know, how do I use this CRM tool or whatever? And it was just a very popular thing. And I noticed that they weren't going to ask my boss, for example, or they weren't going to ask another person. And that helped me to start tapping into things that I was truly good at that were better than other people. Now, there are plenty of people who are better at other things that I'm not good at. But it's important to tap into those few things that you're really like innately good at, and understand the connection between that and the skills that you have and the experience that you've had. So for example, I could have gone into the world and become an Excel person. Like, I really could have learned all the formulas and spent my entire career. There are people who make a living doing videos and all kinds of educational resources for people to learn Excel better. And I'm one of those geeks. I like Excel a lot, and it's an option. I could have done that. But instead, I really found that my passion was in events. And maybe you think that there's no way that events and technology really fit together, but I found my little niche. And I didn't find it completely through an amazing strategy. I definitely found it at least partially by going with the flow and seeing whatever happens with the business and the opportunities that were presenting themselves and trying to make the most of those. But I thought it was like a really good experience to pull together what I like in a technology and what I like in events. And it created for me a niche that not everyone has. And it definitely helped set me apart. And it also allowed me to make revenue in ways that was different than just like the standard client stuff. And it made me very happy, which is very important. So you have to spend some time just thinking about who you are and what makes you happy and where you want to be and how all those things can work together to find a little niche for you that's really going to give you a lot of opportunity. A lot of people feel like they have to be everything to everyone, and that's somehow going to get them more money, but it's not how it works. People have to have a very set thing that they know you for, and that's what's going to get them to recommend you and get them to connect with you. And your personality is as much a part of it as your skill set. So you really have to do that deep dive within yourself and talk to a lot of people to get some really good feedback. You've probably seen that people who go through the Ignite program, they'll post on Facebook, like, I'm working on this personal branding exercise and I would like to know when you think of me, what do you think of? Could be personal or professional. And they get a ton of feedback. And it's just a good way to see in a snapshot how people feel about you. I wouldn't make your whole business decision based on that, but it is a good tool to start identifying your niche. Once you've done that, I highly recommend a few different things. One is reading great books. I have always found that forcing myself, in my case, it's forcing myself to read a book every few weeks is a really good way of expanding my business. So once I kind of understand something that I want to focus on, something I maybe don't know as well as I should, or a topic that I know I need more skills in, I look for well-reviewed books on those topics and I read them. So some of the books that have changed my life are The Power of Habit. That's a recent one that I've read. Very good. It's very popular. So actually, if you look for it at your local library, I've heard that there are waiting lists for like 80 plus people. So you might have to wait for it. But in terms of understanding why we do the things that we do in the habits that we have and how we can change them in ways that are sustainable, that book is amazing. So if it could be totally used for personal, but on the professional side, I really used it to understand how I was organizing my day and how I could shift things to be more productive. And that, of course, was very helpful. Another book that I go back to time and time and time again is The Lean Startup. It is hands down my best business recommendation. And I've read a lot of business books. But the reason I recommend Lean Startup is because it really gives you some great tools for trying new concepts. So if you're at a place in your business where you think you want to try some new things, this really breaks it down for you. I used to be one of those people who had an idea, so I would plan everything out. I would literally write out, I would create the logo, I would create the entire plan, I would build an entire website, I would build a registration page, and I would spend hours and hours and hours laying this out, and then I would launch it to the public. The problem is, sometimes the public didn't respond at all. There was like no interest in this thing that I was doing. And so what I learned through reading The Lean Startup is the idea of this minimum viable product, the MVP, the least work to test your item, your idea. So the idea here is that you take the simplest version of your concept, you execute it, you get feedback on it, and then you improve it. And then you execute again, you get more feedback, you improve it. This has really been a driving factor for so many things. I have the Event Hustlers Facebook group. I have the Ignite group. I have Founder Network. So there are a lot of different projects that I've launched over the years using this kind of methodology, and it works so much better. And from just the idea of testing new things in your business, it's always nice to test them without spending a lot of time and money. And this book will really help you. So I highly recommend that. There are several other book recommendations, of course. Like I said, I try to read very regularly. So I'll post them in our Event Hustler Facebook group. If you're not already a member, definitely check it out. So I'll post those in there and I'll continue to share the books that I've read, but those are a few. Another thing I recommend is connecting with a group, whether it's Event Hustlers or an association that you're a part of or another business networking group. It's really important to be surrounded by people who think like you. I've heard that quote, you know, you are most like the five people that you spend the most time with. And I think to some degree that is true. So if you surround yourself by people who are frustrated in their business, they don't know the next step, they're not sure what they want to do, that's probably the kinds of, you know, feedback that you're going to get and probably more like the steps that you're going to end up taking. So instead, you want to make sure you're surrounding yourself with a community of people who will push you to the next level, inspire you, give you ideas, and again, give you some very straightforward feedback. I think it's very important. Another recommendation, and I've done this myself and found it to be very useful, is in the right moments, you need to hire or pay for the right kinds of workshops and courses and mentors and coaches, whatever it is that you need. So when you're looking at your business and you say, I think I could be really successful if I could just figure out this one thing, you need to figure out who can help you with that. And I think that it's very important to think about the idea of investing in yourself and in your business. A lot of times the mentality is like, let me spend as little money as possible so that I can make as much money as possible. But there is a point where that ratio doesn't really work very well. Instead, you find you have to invest money in order to get to the next level and really make more money. And I found that I made some very big financial investments in coaches and other things, and they did position me. I absolutely can say that I made my money back from those and more, because it's just important many times to get an outsider's feedback. Sometimes you can do it for free in those networking groups or through the books that you read, but sometimes you just got to pay for it. You just have to find someone who has that expertise and will help you with that particular thing that you need to learn. So those are just three tips that I have for you today. I thought it would be helpful because I have been talking to more and more event planners who seem to be in this kind of gray area where they know that they're really good at something, but they really want to see their business doing more. And there's a lot of ways to do it. You don't have to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I don't recommend taking tons of online pre-scheduled courses where you're just getting a standard amount of information. Anything that you can do where it's like set information that you're being able to get some specific information about your business specifically, I think is really great. So sometimes you got to invest the money. Sometimes there's just great resources all around you that can really help you for very little money. So that's what I have to say today. I'm not going to ramble for a whole half an hour, but that's the topic. Again, I wanted to do this so that I can learn more about the things that you're interested in learning about. We have today is May 7th, and we have guests booked all the way through July. So I will have an interviewee here for all the other sessions. But there's still room to add people. Of course, this is something I plan to carry on past that. And who knows, maybe we'll do them more than once a week if we find some really great people we need to talk to. So if you have any recommendations on people or topics, please let me know. It is a gorgeous day here in New York, and I plan on getting outside. It's a nice thing about having a flexible schedule. So thank you so much for joining. To all of you who watched the recording, I really appreciate it. And let me know what you think. All right, folks, I will see you next week for our broadcast, and I'm sure I'll see many of you in the meantime. Thanks so much. Take care. Bye.